Good afternoon. This is Chris Robinson and from Mark Gold with today's closing gearing comments, Wednesday, December 14th, Fed Wednesday. While the Fed went ahead as was anticipated and raised rates a quarter point, the surprising thing was that she threw in guidance that there would be more rate hikes potentially coming, possibly two more in 2017, two to three in 2018, and three more hikes in 2019. So the Fed obviously that's going to be something we're going to be digesting here for quite some time. Stock markets did not quite get the 20,000 print. We'll see if it's able to get that. It missed it by about 34 points. Interestingly, got very, very close that didn't get it. As I'm speaking to you now, it's about 15 minutes left in the day. Let's get back to the grains. Kind of a mixed day today. We actually had a very narrow trading range in corn, wheat, and beans. Corn was able to finish up 1 cent at 362, which is a new five-week high settlement. The possible good news was the ethanol production is anticipated to pick up. Producers still have very, very strong margins, and corn at these levels, it makes a good business decision for these guys to keep buying corn and producing ethanol. Wheat, March wheat settled up a half cent at 418. That's the highest settlement in 2 weeks. Again, a thin, low volume, 5.5 cent trading range. We'll continue to watch news and see if there's any sign of winter kill with these temperature drops and with thin snow cover. That's been a story out there floating around here for a while. Let's see, moving on to the soybeans. January beans settled down 4.25 cents at 10.23¾. That's the lowest settlement in 3 weeks, so kind of a mixed bag day. I think interestingly from January beans, it came right back to the halfway point. We had a 90-cent rally recently. This level, this 10.23½ level, 10.20 level, that's halfway back of the rally. We'll see if we're able to get another leg up. Upside resistance would be the 5 month high, which we had at 10.65. We posted that just 2 weeks ago. Support down below would come at 10.10 and then $10. The funds continue to be long about 110,000 contracts of beans. They're short 70,000 corn and about 110,000 wheat. That's really about it. We'll see if moving forward we'll get any sort of weather news from Argentina. That's really what's been pushing the beans around the most. We'll see if they take the moisture out of the 10-day forecast. That could put a bid right back on the beans. That's about it. If you're looking for a structured program, how to manage your risk upside, downside, no matter what the market throws at us, please give us a call here at Top Third, 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. This is Chris Robinson. Have a good night.